The Luminous 100 Wisdom Transmission Practices by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The Play of Lila. Wisdom Transmission in Evolving Systems. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Wisdom Transmission Practices, How Wisdom is Actually Transmitted Between People. Contents. 1. The Aperture of Wisdom. 2. Evolving Systems, The Dance of Self-Organization. 3. Divine Play, Lila, and the Mechanism of Transmission. 4. Practices for Clearing, Aligning with Real Complexity. 5. Pain and the Humility of Transmission. 6. Traditions as Mirrors, Reflecting what We Already Are. 7. The Architect's Map, Applying Wisdom Transmission. The Aperture of Wisdom. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Divine Play Unfolds. Wisdom Dances in the Gap. Joy Blooms Like a Lotus.
What?
The Aperture of Perception is Where Magic Enters. Citation needed. Possibly Emmanuel Santa Anna or a related systems thinker. Verify and attribute properly. Parable. Once, there was a stonemason who spent his life shaping stone into arches and pillars. His hands were calloused, his back bent from years of labor, but his heart was light because he loved his craft. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, he worked on a particularly difficult piece, a slab of stone meant to be the keystone of a grand arch. His chisel trembled in his hand, poised above the stone. He had planned this moment for weeks, imagining how the stone would yield under his touch. But as he brought the chisel down, his arm faltered, not from fatigue, but from hesitation. In that fraction of a second, where intention hung suspended, the chisel struck not with force, but with precision born of stillness. A crack formed in the stone, clean and perfect, through which light poured like liquid gold. The stonemason stood frozen, watching as motes of dust danced in the beam that spilled through the aperture he had not intended to create. In that moment, he understood that wisdom was not in the striking, but in the space between intention and action, the gap where playfulness and precision met. From that day on, he taught his apprentices not how to strike the stone, but how to pause, and in those pauses, they too would see the light spill through. They learned that wisdom was not something to be hammered into being, but something that emerged when the aperture of perception was cleared, like a window open to let in the sun.
Structure et technique.
Wisdom transmission is not about filling the mind with knowledge. It is about clearing apertures through which insight can flow. These practices are designed to scale over time, from the daily to the monthly, allowing the aperture of wisdom to open more freely. 1. The daily pause. Before acting or speaking, pause for 3 deep breaths. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly, and in that space, ask, what is the wisest response here? This simple act clears the mind's clutter, making room for wisdom to emerge. 2. The playful experiment. Once a week, engage in an activity purely for joy, dancing, drawing, improvisational games, or even childlike play like building with blocks. Do not concern yourself with skill or outcome. Let Lila, the divine play, guide your actions. Observe how insights arise when you. Okay, I am writing a chapter for a book titled The Play of Lila, Wisdom Transmission in Evolving Systems. The chapter's title is The Aperture of Wisdom, and it's part of a series on wisdom transmission practices. The goal is to create a self-contained chapter that also fits within the broader theme of the book. First, I need to understand what each section should contain. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original. The quote should be profound and attributed. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should be subtle, but convey the essence of the chapter's theme. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that can scale over time. These should be practical and applicable to readers. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term, probably related to aperture of wisdom or something central to the chapter. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. These should provoke thought and reflection. 6. The body. The core teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. This should tie back to the themes mentioned in the book's description: emergent systems, law of attraction, healing as a property of reality, etc. 7 second sentences. 7 aphorisms that encapsulate the chapter's essence. They should be memorable and travel-friendly, i.e., easily quotable or shareable. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time, accessible, deepening, advanced. They should help readers engage with the concepts practically. 9. Citations. Real sources where possible. Mark, citation needed, for claims that need sourcing later. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I'll think of something original and uplifting. Maybe something about wisdom or apertures, since the chapter is about the aperture of wisdom. Example. Asterisk wisdom's aperture. Light spills through. The self dissolves. Asterisk. But perhaps it should be more positive or life-affirming. Maybe focus on play or Lila. Revised idea. Asterisk divine play unfolds. Wisdom dances in the gap. Joy blooms like a lotus. Asterisk. Quote. A profound attributed quote that resonates with the theme of wisdom, apertures, or play. Maybe something from Rumi, Nietzsche, or a lesser-known thinker related to systems theory. Example. The eye through which we see God is the same eye through which God sees us. Rumi, but this doesn't quite fit aperture directly. Alternatively, perhaps something about play or emergence. Play is the exaltation of the possible. Martin Buber, not sure if attributed correctly, might need to verify. Better yet, maybe something more scientific sounding but profound. Reality is a dance of forces, and wisdom is the rhythm that emerges from the gap between order and chaos. But this sounds too much like my own phrasing. Need an actual quote. Let me think of a real one. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane, but this doesn't fit directly. Maybe something about apertures or seeing clearly. The aperture of the heart opens when the mind stills. Not sure if attributed correctly. Alternatively, perhaps a quote from Santa Anna himself or someone he admires, since the voice is Emmanuel Santa Anna. Since I don't know Santa Anna's quotes offhand, maybe better to use a known one that fits the theme of wisdom and apertures. Let me try. Wisdom begins in wonder. Socrates. But does this fit aperture? Maybe something about play or emergence. The universe is made of stories, not atoms. Muriel Rukier. But that's more about stories. Perhaps better to use a quote from a systems thinker or someone who talks about emergence. Emergence is the mystery by which large-scale phenomena arise from small-scale ones without being explicitly programmed. Not sure of the attribution here. Maybe Stuart Kaufman? Alternatively, a more poetic one. In the dance of particles, wisdom emerges like a whisper. Not attributed, so not ideal. Let me go with a Rumi quote that feels close enough to the theme. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Rumi, but this is more about identity. Maybe better to find something about play or apertures. I'll note citation needed if I'm unsure. For now, I'll proceed with haiku. Divine play unfolds, wisdom dances in the gap, joy blooms like a lotus. Quote, the aperture of perception is where magic enters. Citation needed, possibly from Santa Anna or a similar thinker. Verify later. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. Maybe about someone discovering wisdom through an aperture, or play leading to insight. Idea. Once, there was a stonemason who spent his life shaping stone into arches and pillars. One day, while carving a particularly difficult piece, his chisel slipped and struck the stone not with force, but in a moment of hesitation, a pause where he had been about to strike, but did not. The crack that formed was perfect, a natural aperture through which light poured like liquid gold. From that moment on, the stonemason understood that wisdom was not in the striking, but in the space between intention and action. He began to teach others not how to carve stone, but how to pause, and in those pauses, they too would see the light spill through. This seems to fit. It's about an aperture, the crack in the stone, leading to wisdom or insight, and it hints at playfulness. The space between intention and action feels like a playful gap.
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like 1. The pause, a daily practice of pausing for 3 deep breaths before acting or speaking. This clears the aperture of wisdom. 2. The playful experiment. Once a week, engage in an activity purely for joy, e.g., dancing, drawing, improvisational games, without concern for skill or outcome. 3. The reflection circle. Monthly, gather with others to share insights that emerged from unexpected moments or apertures in your life. These seem scalable and practical. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term, likely related to aperture of wisdom. Example. Luminous definition. Aperture of wisdom. The momentary alignment between perception and reality, where the mind opens like an aperture in a camera, allowing light, truth, insight, play, to flood in. It is not a place, but an event, a clearing in the forest of thought where wisdom becomes visible. This feels good. It ties to the idea of apertures letting light through and frames wisdom as something that emerges in moments. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Where in your life have you already experienced an aperture of wisdom? Middle, searing. What fears or habits are keeping your aperture closed? End. If wisdom were to flow through you like water, what would change?
6. The body.
The core teachings centered on Lila. This should tie back to the book's themes: evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems, healing as a property of reality, etc. Maybe start with, the aperture of wisdom is not something we create. It is a natural feature of reality, like the gap between notes in music or the space between words in a poem. It is where Lila, the divine play, moves. When we align with this play, wisdom is not sought. It emerges as rain falls through an open window. Then delve into how this relates to systems theory, self-organization, dissipative structures, but without getting too technical. Also, tie in healing and the law of attraction as properties of reality, not acts of the self. 7 second sentences. 7 aphorisms, e.g. 1. Wisdom is not found. It flows when the aperture opens. 2. Play is the language of Lila, and all systems speak it. 3. Healing is the default state. Blockages are the exception. 4. The self is a temporary structure, not the source of wisdom. 5. Apertures multiply when fear loses its grip. 6. Emergence is not magic. It's how reality works when we stop fighting it. 7. To teach wisdom is to clear apertures, not to fill them. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible. The breath of space. Practice pausing for 3 breaths before reacting or speaking. Deepening, the playful pause. Engage in a playful activity, e.g., improvisational theater, drawing, dancing, and observe moments where wisdom emerges through play. Advanced, aperture mapping. Over a week, track moments where your aperture of wisdom opened, e.g., during meditation, conversation, or problem solving. Reflect on patterns. 9 citations. I'll know places where citations are needed and add citation needed for now. For example, the quote in the tuning fork section would need a proper attribution if it's not original to Santa Anna or another verifiable source. Let me try to write this out as a cohesive chapter. I'll start with the title and then proceed through each section. The Aperture of Wisdom. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Divine Play Unfolds. Wisdom Dances in the Gap. Joy blooms like a lotus.
Quoi?
The aperture of perception is where magic enters. Citation needed. possibly Emmanuel Santa Anna or a related systems thinker. Verify and attribute properly. Parable. Once, there was a stonemason who spent his life shaping stone into arches and pillars. His hands were calloused, his back bent from years of labor, but his heart was light because he loved his craft. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, he worked on a particularly difficult piece, a slab of stone meant to be the keystone of a grand arch. His chisel trembled in his hand, poised above the stone. He had planned this moment for weeks, imagining how the stone would yield under his touch. But as he brought the chisel down, his arm faltered, not from fatigue, but from hesitation. In that fraction of a second, where intention hung suspended, the chisel struck not with force, but with precision born of stillness. A crack formed in the stone, clean and perfect, through which light poured like liquid gold. The stonemason stood frozen, watching as motes of dust danced in the beam that spilled through the aperture he had not intended to create. In that moment, he understood that wisdom was not in the striking, but in the space between intention and action, the gap where playfulness and precision met. From that day on, he taught his apprentices not how to strike the stone, but how to pause, and in those pauses, they too would see the light spill through. They learned that wisdom was not something to be hammered into being, but something that emerged when the aperture of perception was cleared, like a window open to let in the sun.
Structure et technique.
Wisdom transmission is not about filling the mind with knowledge. It is about clearing apertures through which insight can flow. These practices are designed to scale over time, from the daily to the monthly, allowing the aperture of wisdom to open more freely. 1. The daily pause. Before acting or speaking, pause for 3 deep breaths. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly, and in that space, ask, what is the wisest response here? This simple act clears the mind's clutter, making room for wisdom to emerge. 2. The playful experiment. Once a week, engage in an activity purely for joy, dancing, drawing, improvisational games, or even childlike play like building with blocks. Do not concern yourself with skill or outcome. Let Lila, the divine play, guide your actions. Observe how insights arise when you are not striving. 3. The reflection circle. Monthly, gather with others or reflect alone on moments where wisdom emerged unexpectedly. Share stories of apertures opening in your life, moments of synchronicity, sudden clarity, or laughter that shifted your perspective. This deepens the practice by weaving individual experiences into a collective tapestry. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture of wisdom. The momentary alignment between perception and reality, where the mind opens like an aperture in a camera, allowing light, truth, insight, play, to flood in. It is not a place, but an event, a clearing in the forest of thought where wisdom becomes visible. To cultivate this aperture is to learn to pause, to play, and to trust that reality itself will guide what emerges. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you already experienced an aperture of wisdom? What did it feel like, and how can you invite more of those moments? 2. Middle searing. What fears or habits are keeping your aperture closed? How might you begin to loosen their grip? 3. End. If wisdom were to flow through you like water, what would change in your life and in the lives of those around you?
The body.
The aperture of wisdom is not something we manufacture. It is a natural feature of reality, like the space between notes in music or the gap between words in a poem. It is where Lila, the divine play, moves, and when we align with this play, wisdom does not need to be sought. It emerges as rain falls through an open window. This is not mere metaphor. Emergent systems, whether they are cells organizing into tissues, stars forming galaxies, or humans learning and evolving, operate on the principle of apertures. In complexity science, these are known as dissipative structures, Prigogine, where order emerges from chaos at the edges of stability. They are also called attractors, points toward which systems naturally move when given space to self-organize. Healing, too, is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It is not an act of the will or the self, but a natural process that unfolds when blockages, whether physical, emotional, or mental, are removed. The law of attraction, so often misrepresented as a tool for human manipulation, is actually a reflection of how systems, including our own minds, are drawn to certain states naturally. When apertures are clear, we are attracted to wisdom, joy, and alignment without effort. Every tradition, from the shamanic practices of indigenous cultures to the philosophical musings of ancient Greece, is a mirror reflecting this truth, that wisdom is not something we possess, but something that flows through us when we open to it. The work is not to fill ourselves with knowledge or to manifest our desires, but to clear the apertures, whether in our minds, hearts, or lives, so that what wants to emerge can do so freely. This clearing is not about becoming empty or blank. It is about becoming porous, like a sponge that absorbs water not by force, but by its very nature. When we stop trying to control or force reality, we begin to see that Lila, the divine play, is the mechanism behind all emergence. It is the third factor in systems theory, beyond chaos and order, the space where both coexist and from which something new always arises. To align with this play is to learn humility. We do not create wisdom. We clear the way for it to flow. And when we do, we find that healing, insight, and joy are not rewards but the natural state of an uncluttered aperture. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Wisdom is not found. It flows when the aperture opens. 2. Play is the language of Lila, and all systems speak it. 3. Healing is the default state. Blockages are the exception. 4. The self is a temporary structure, not the source of wisdom. 5. Apertures multiply when fear loses its grip. 6. Emergence is not magic. It's how reality works when we stop fighting it. 7. To teach wisdom is to clear apertures, not to fill them. 3 exercises. 1. The breath of space accessible. Practice pausing for 3 deep breaths before reacting or speaking. Inhale deeply through the nose, exhale slowly through the mouth, and in that space, ask, what is the wisest response here? Duration, 5 minutes daily. 2. The playful pause deepening. Engage in a playful activity, e.g., improvisational theater, drawing, dancing, without concern for skill or outcome. Observe moments where insights arise spontaneously through play. Duration, once weekly, reflect on the experience afterward. 3. Aperture mapping, advanced. Over a week, track moments where your aperture of wisdom opened, e.g., during meditation, conversation, or problem solving. Note patterns. Were there triggers, e.g., humor, silence, physical movement, that preceded these moments? Share your map with others and discuss collective patterns. Duration, 1 week. Optional sharing circle. Citations. 1. The quote, "The aperture of perception is where magic enters," requires verification. It may be attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna or another systems thinker. Citation needed. Verify attribution and source. 2. References to complexity science terms like dissipative structures, Prigogine, and attractors should be properly cited. For example, Prigogine i Osteingesch i 1984. Order out of chaos, man's new dialogue with nature. For dissipative structures, Kaufman S. A. 1995. The origins of order, self-organization, and selection in evolution. For attractors. 3. The idea of healing as a property of reality aligns with certain interpretations of systems theory and possibly with Santa Anna's work if he has written on this. Citation needed. Explore Santa Anna's writings for supporting claims. 4. The concept of Lila as divine play may draw from Hindu or Advaita philosophy, but the framing here is original to this book. No citation needed unless quoting directly. 5. The mention of 3 factors in systems theory, chaos, order, and play, is a hypothesis that may need further theoretical grounding. Citation needed. Explore if this is a recognized concept or needs elaboration. This chapter should stand alone while also fitting into the broader book about wisdom transmission practices. It balances depth with accessibility, offering both conceptual insight through the parable and definitions and practical tools, exercises, and techniques. The language aims to be rigorous yet poetic, warm but not glib, as per the voice guidelines. Let me review for coherence. The haiku and quote set a tone of wonder and playfulness. The parable grounds the concept of apertures in a relatable story. Structure and technique offers actionable steps that scale over time. Luminous definition clarifies the key term without overexplaining. Appreciative questions provoke reflection at key moments. The body ties everything to Lila, emergent systems, and wisdom as a property of reality. 7-second sentences provide memorable takeaways. Exercises make it practical and progressive. Citations are noted where needed. I think this fits the requirements well. I'll now format it properly with markdown headings and structure. Evolving systems. The dance of self-organization. Tuning fork. Water finds its path. Without a map. Without fear. The river writes itself. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable. An ornithologist sat for years watching a flock of starlings in a city park. She recorded their movements, their sudden veers, their perfect formations. One day, she realized they were not following her. They were following each other, always one step ahead, as if the entire flock danced to a music only they could hear. The music was not in the air or in their wings, but in the space between them, the space where choice and necessity met like lovers at dawn.
Structure et technique.
1. The breath of attention. Observe your breath for 1 minute. Notice how it self-organizes. It doesn't need to be perfect, just present. 2. The dance of choice. Make a small decision, e.g., which hand you stir tea with, and notice the attractor that pulls you toward it without force. 3. Mirroring Lila. Spend 5 minutes drawing abstract patterns or writing nonsense words, letting your hand move as if guided by an unseen hand. This is play without purpose. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, self-organization, the elegant, spontaneous emergence of order from chaos, where no single part dictates the whole, yet all parts respond as if guided by an unseen hand. This is Lila in action. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life have you seen order emerge without a clear leader or plan? 2. What fears or rigid expectations do you cling to that block the natural dance of self-organization in your life? 3. If you could trust Lila fully, what might you release and what might you become? The body. Evolving systems, whether cells, societies, or stars, do not obey a blueprint. They are autopoietic. They generate their own rules as they go, dissolving and reforming in what scientists call dissipative structures. This is the dance of self-organization. Lila is the playful intelligence that animates this process, the third factor in emergence, after energy and information. It is not magic. It is the way reality heals itself when apertures are cleared, when we stop forcing form and let the cosmic and the ridiculous play together. Healing is not an act of will. It is a property of the system, like gravity. When you clear an aperture, a thought, a belief, a story that no longer serves, you create space for Lila to move through you. Traditions are mirrors. They reflect what we already are, but only when our apertures are clear can we see them as play. This is why wisdom transmission is not about teaching facts or techniques. It is about clearing apertures so that the dance of self-organization, Lila's play, can be seen, felt, and lived. The more you align with real complexity science, self-organization, autopoiesis, attractors, the more you see that the universe is not a machine to be controlled, but a living system to be danced with. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila speaks in the silence between choices. Divine Play, Lila, and the Mechanism of Transmission. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Wisdom flows like river. Lila dances on its surface. Cleared apertures sing.
Profound quote.
Reality is not a thing to be understood, but a process to be participated in. David Bohm. Wholeness and the Implicate Order. Parable. The Garden of Unseen Hands. In a valley hidden behind mist, there grew a garden that no gardener tended. The flowers bloomed in spirals, their petals unfurling as if guided by an invisible hand, though no hand was there to guide them. The wind moved through the branches not with purpose, but with playfulness, and the river carved its path through stone with the patience of eternity. A traveler came to this garden, seeking wisdom from its keeper. But there was no keeper, only the garden, alive with movement and growth. The traveler sat beneath an ancient willow and watched how vines curled around stones not to climb, but to dance, how roots tangled not in struggle, but in laughter. One evening, as the light softened, the traveler noticed that the flowers had arranged themselves into a pattern, a mandala of petals, though no intent lay behind it. The traveler realized then that wisdom was not given by hand or word, but emerged like the garden's patterns, unforced, inevitable. The traveler left, no longer seeking, but becoming part of the dance.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Wisdom transmission is not about filling a vessel, but clearing apertures, the openings through which reality's wisdom can flow. These practices scale from the everyday to the profound, aligning with natural systems. 1. The cloud practice. Accessible. Spend 5 minutes daily watching clouds, noting their shapes and movements without naming them. Deepening. Extend to 20 minutes. Observe how clouds organize into larger patterns, e.g., weather systems. Advanced. Cultivate cloud mind, where thoughts are seen as transient forms, like clouds passing overhead. 2. Rhythmic play. Accessible. Dance alone for 3 minutes to a piece of music, moving without self-consciousness. Deepening. Dance in silence afterward. Notice how the body remembers and adapts without instruction. Advanced. Lead others in improvisational dance, observing emergent patterns in movement. 3. Silent listening. Accessible. Sit in silence for 10 minutes, listening to sounds as they arise and pass. Practices for clearing, aligning with real complexity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Lila dances here. Clearing apertures. Light flows through. Reality heals itself.
Profond quote.
The universe is a self-organizing system, and we are its most complex expressions yet. Citation needed. Source needed. Parable, The Gardener's Path. A gardener tended to a garden where flowers bloomed in unpredictable patterns. One day, a visitor asked, "How do you arrange the flowers like this?" The gardener smiled and said, "I don't arrange them. They grow as they will, but I clear away the weeds so they can thrive." The visitor watched as the gardener moved with care, not forcing any plant into shape, but removing obstacles that blocked their natural growth. Over time, the garden became more vibrant, not because of the gardener's design, but because the gardener cleared the way for what already wanted to emerge. Structure and technique, the three movements. To align with real complexity, practice these three movements. 1. Observation without attachment. See the world without immediately labeling or judging. Observe patterns as they emerge, without clinging to them or resisting them.
2. Non interference.
Allow systems personal, social, natural to self-organize. Do not impose rigid structures unless absolutely necessary. Instead, remove blockages and let what wants to emerge do so. 3. Resonance. Align your actions with the natural rhythms of complexity. Like a tuning fork resonating with another, your being can attune to the deeper patterns of reality. These practices scale over time, becoming more integrated with each application. Luminous definition. Clearing apertures, the act of removing mental, emotional, or structural blockages that impede the natural flow of wisdom and evolutionary intelligence. It is not about forcing outcomes, but creating space for what already is to emerge more fully. Three appreciative questions. 1. Starting question, accessible. What is one small aperture in your life that you can clear today to allow something new to emerge? 2. Searing middle question. How much of what you call resistance is actually your own cleared space waiting to be inhabited by wisdom? 3. Ending question. If Lila were to play through you more fully, what would need to dissolve for that to happen? The body, aligning with real complexity. Lila is not an external force to be summoned, but the inherent play of reality itself. It emerges when apertures are cleared, when we stop trying to control outcomes and instead align with the natural dynamics of self-organizing systems. In complexity science, this dynamic is seen in dissipative structures, systems that maintain their organization by dissipating energy rather than conserving it. Citation needed, Prigogine and Nicolies, 1977. Similarly, autopoiesis describes how living systems produce and reproduce themselves, citation needed, Maturana and Varela, 1980. These concepts are not just abstract. They describe the very mechanism of Lila, the divine play that heals because it moves through cleared apertures. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that flows when blockages are removed. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting this truth. We are already whole, and the work is to clear what obscures our seeing it. This work requires humility, recognizing that our maps, our beliefs, theories, even spiritual frameworks, are always provisional. As Santa Ana might say, here is the map, but the territory is ever-changing, and our job is to walk with it, not cling to it, citation needed. Santa Ana's work on living systems theory. To align with real complexity, see the world as a network of self-organizing processes. Practice non-interference, let systems, including yourself, find their own balance. Recognize that pain and joy are both part of the dance. Neither is to be resisted or clung to, but flowed with. Pain and the humility of transmission. Tuning fork. Haiku. Pain, this quiet guest. Humility bows to its weight. Lifting us to play.
Good.
Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. C.S. Lewis. Parable. The River and the Stone. Once, there was a river that flowed with purpose, carving its path through the landscape. Along its journey, it encountered a stone, a stubborn, unyielding presence that resisted its flow. The river, in its patience, wore down the stone not by force, but by persistent, gentle persuasion. One day, a human passed by and asked the river, "Why do you persist when the stone refuses to yield?" The river replied, I do not seek to break the stone. I simply flow, and over time, my path becomes clear." The human, humbled, realized that wisdom, like the river's patience, is transmitted not through force but through surrender, to pain, to time, to the inevitable softening of the self. Structure and technique, the aperture of awareness. Wisdom transmission thrives in practices that are both simple and profound, scaling over time without losing depth. Here are three universal techniques. 1. Daily practice, accessible. Spend 1 minute daily noticing where your body holds tension, e.g., clenched jaw, tight shoulders. Breathe into that space without judgment. 2. Deepening reflection. Reflect on a moment of pain or challenge. Journal briefly. How did humility shape my response? 3. Advanced surrender, non-doing. Practice non-doing for 10 minutes. Observe thoughts and sensations without engaging, allowing them to pass like clouds. These practices work alone or in groups, deepening over months or years while maintaining efficacy. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Humility. Not self-deprecation, but the capacity to perceive one's place within larger systems, e.g., evolutionary intelligence, without distortion. Humility here is not about seeing yourself as small, but as permeable, a node in a vast, self-organizing network where pain and play are inseparable. 3 appreciative questions. 1 start. Where in your life have you encountered pain that also brought unexpected clarity? 2 middle searing. How might humility be the hidden lever that unlocks wisdom's transmission rather than its obstacle? 3 end. If you were to surrender just one resistance today, what would shift in your understanding? The body, pain, and the humility of transmission. Pain is not an obstacle to wisdom. It is the raw material from which humility is forged. In evolutionary intelligence, pain signals misalignment, not failure. The humility of transmission lies in recognizing that wisdom does not arrive through exertion, but through yielding to the larger currents of Lila, divine play. Traditions across time, whether spiritual, scientific, or artistic, mirror this truth. A physicist studying chaos theory or a mystic meditating on emptiness are both engaged in the same work, clearing apertures for reality to flow through. Pain, then, is not something to transcend but to transmute, like the river smoothing the stone. This humility is radical because it rejects the narrative of individual mastery. Instead, it invites us to see ourselves as nodes in a vast, self-organizing system where pain and play are intertwined. The law of attraction, a misnomer for something far wilder, emerges not from willpower but from alignment with emergent complexity. Key insight: humility is the aperture through which Lila's play becomes visible, not as suffering to be endured, but as the very mechanism of healing and evolution. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Pain is the body's way of saying, adjust your map. 2. Humility is not smallness. It's the space where wisdom dances. 3. Transmission happens in the gaps, between breath, between pain and ease. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same when seen through cleared apertures. 5. Suffering teaches less than surrendering to it. 6. Lila plays through our resistances like notes on a guitar string. 7. Wisdom is not earned. It is recognized after the fact. 3 exercises. 1 accessible, the breath of surrender. Inhale, imagining resistance, e.g., tension, doubt. Exhale, releasing it completely. Repeat for 3 minutes. Effect, trains the mind to release without force. 2. Deepening, the mirror of pain. Journal about a recent pain, physical/emotional. Then write, how might humility have transformed this if I had seen it differently? Effect, shifts perspective from victimhood to agency within systems. 3. Advanced, the playful aperture. 4. 10 minutes, engage in an activity, e.g., drawing, walking, while asking, where is Lila playing here? Notice synchronicities or unexpected insights. Effect, cultivates attunement to emergent wisdom. Citations. Citation needed. Reference for evolutionary intelligence framework. Citation needed. Support for humility as aperture in traditions, e.g., Advaita Vedanta, systems theory. C.S. Lewis quote is attributed correctly. Citation needed. Research on pain and system alignment in complexity science. This chapter is complete as a holon, self-contained, yet part of a larger whole. It embodies the book's theme of wisdom transmission through evolutionary intelligence, balancing rigor with warmth while centering Lila, divine play, as the mechanism behind healing and humility. Traditions as mirrors, reflecting what we already are. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning light on stone. Ancient paths hum with my breath. I walk, they remember.
Cool.
Tradition is a mirror that reflects our inner landscape. Citation needed. Verify source or rephrase to avoid fabrication. Parable. The weaver's path. Once, there was a weaver named Aya who traveled from village to village, learning the art of weaving from different traditions. In each place, She would sit by the loom and watch as the elders wove intricate patterns into their cloth. Some used bright colors, others stuck to earthy tones, but all followed their own way, passed down through generations. One day, Aya met an old woman in a remote village who showed her how to weave a pattern that shifted with the light, creating illusions of movement when held up to the sun. "This is our way," the woman said. "We have always woven like this." Aya practiced, but found herself frustrated. The patterns felt rigid, constraining her creativity. She wanted to innovate, to break free from what had been done before. One evening, as she sat by the river thinking, she noticed how the water flowed around the stones, each current unique yet part of a larger rhythm. She realized that the traditions she had learned were not chains but invitations, to engage with them, to dance with their patterns, and then to weave her own variations. She returned to her village with a new understanding. No longer did she see traditions as rules to follow or break, but as mirrors reflecting the infinite possibilities within her own being. She began to weave cloth that told stories of her journey, blending techniques from different places into something entirely new. The villagers marveled at her work, for it carried the wisdom of many paths while remaining distinctly hers.
Structure et technique.
Reflective engagement cycle. A simple yet powerful structure for engaging with traditions that scales over time. 1. Observation. Immerse yourself in a tradition, its rituals, symbols, or practices, for at least one day. Approach it with curiosity, not judgment. 2. Reflection. Journal about your experience. How does this tradition resonate with you? What emotions, memories, or insights arise? 3. Integration. Create something, a poem, an object, a new practice that blends the tradition with your own unique expression. This is not about mimicry, but about co-creation. This cycle can be repeated with different traditions over weeks, months, or years, deepening your relationship to wisdom transmission and your ability to see yourself clearly in the mirror of tradition. Luminous definition. Reflective aperture. A dynamic opening in which tradition serves as a mirror to reflect the inherent wisdom and complexity of the system, individual or collective. It is not merely observation, but an active clearing where Lila, the play of evolutionary intelligence, can flow, revealing new possibilities and integrations. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What tradition, practice, or belief have you encountered that feels like a mirror reflecting something deep within you? 2. Middle searing. How does your resistance to tradition actually serve as a map of what you most need to embrace or release? 3. End. If a tradition could speak to you in one sentence, what would it say, and how might you respond? The body, the dance of reflection. Traditions, in their many forms, religious rituals, cultural practices, artistic expressions, are not static rules imposed from without. They are living systems that reflect the inherent wisdom and complexity of those who engage with them. This reflection is not about conformity, but about revelation. Traditions act like mirrors, showing us what we already are, so that we might choose how to play with it in the dance of Lila. Reflection as revelation. Every tradition, whether ancient or emergent, holds a mirror to our being. When we approach it with curiosity rather than judgment, we begin to see ourselves reflected in its patterns. This is not about adopting traditions wholesale, but about engaging with them in a way that allows Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, to manifest. Consider the practice of meditation in Buddhist traditions. It is not merely about sitting cross-legged and quieting the mind, though that is part of it. Meditation is a mirror that reflects our habituated patterns of thought and being. When we sit with this mirror, we see our tendencies toward distraction, our attachments, our... The architect's map, applying wisdom transmission. Tuning fork. Haiku. Playful waters carve. Wisdom's path through ancient stone. Laughter sings the way.
Good.
The architect does not build the map. The map builds itself in the walking. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed, claim. Parable. the architect, and the river. Once, there was a master architect known for building bridges that never washed away. Her apprentices asked, "How do you know where to place each stone?" She replied, "I don't. I listen to the river." One day, she took them to a riverbank and said, "Watch." She scattered smooth stones across the water, some sinking, others rolling downstream. Sometimes she laughed, sometimes she paused, but she never forced the stones into place. After days of this, one apprentice asked, "Where is the wisdom in this?" The master smiled and said, "The river teaches you where to stand. You only need to play along." Structure and technique. Three practices for clearing apertures. Wisdom transmission is not about imparting knowledge, but about clearing spaces where wisdom can emerge naturally. Here are three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Tune in. Spend 10 minutes daily observing a system, your work, relationships, or inner life, without intervention. Let patterns emerge like ripples in water. Technique. Use the river gaze, soft eyes, open mind. Ask, "What is revealing itself today?"
De playful intervention.
Make small, low-stakes moves, e.g., a question instead of an answer, a detour in your path. Observe how the system responds. Technique. Treat every interaction as a game. Note moments where the system plays back unexpected insights. 3. Map revealed. Create a dynamic map of insights, not as fixed rules, but as evolving guides. Update it weekly, like tracing a river's changing course. Technique. Use symbols or metaphors, e.g., a tree for growth, a web for connections, to represent the terrain. Luminous definition. Architect's map. Luminous definition. Term. Architect's map. Meaning. The architect's map is not a static blueprint, but a living representation of how a system organizes itself through play and wisdom transmission. It emerges from the interaction between the system and its environment, revealing paths that were not designed but discovered. The map is both tool and terrain. It changes as it is walked. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small action could you take today to play with a system rather than control it? 2. Searing middle. Where have you tried to force wisdom or structure into place, only for reality to show you another path? What if you had danced instead of directed? 3. And how might your life or work resemble the river, the master architect's teacher, if you let it flow more freely? The body, the play of Lila in wisdom transmission. Wisdom is not transmitted like a package. It emerges like a pattern in water. Lila, divine play, is the hidden motor of this emergence. When we align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, we see that wisdom transmission happens not through teaching but through clearing apertures, moments where the system's inherent order becomes visible. The architect's map is a practice of seeing these apertures, the places where the cosmic and the playful meet. It is not about mastering wisdom, but about letting it flow through you, like water carving stone. Every tradition is a mirror of this process. The work is to recognize that the map is already there, waiting to be revealed by play. Key insights. Wisdom as emergence. Wisdom does not reside in teachers or texts, but in the dynamic interplay between systems and their environments. Lila's mechanism. Lila, divine play, is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. Clearing apertures, healing, insight, or wisdom do not come from acts of the self, but from properties of reality moving through cleared spaces. Think of it like light passing through an aperture. It was always there. Okay. I am writing Chapter 7 titled, The Architect's Map, Applying Wisdom Transmission. This is part of a book called The Play of Lila, Wisdom Transmission in Evolving Systems, that focuses on how wisdom is transmitted between people. First, I need to structure this chapter as a whole, complete on its own, but also part of the larger book. The chapter should follow a specific sequence of movements. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, starting with an easy one, a searing middle question, and an ending one. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7 7-7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or atomic ideas that can travel independently. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, with placeholders for citations needed later. Let's break this down step by step. 1. Tuning fork. I need a life-uplifting haiku and a profound quote. Haiku, maybe something about wisdom or playfulness. Example, wisdom flows like streams, clear where the path is worn smooth, play dances on stones. But it needs to be more uplifting. Perhaps, playful waters carve wisdom's path through ancient stone, laughing, the river sings. Profound quote. It should resonate with the theme of wisdom transmission and perhaps come from a respected source like Santa Anna or another thinker in complexity science. Example, wisdom is not a destination but a dance, a play of forces that shape and reshape reality. But I need something more rigorous, maybe from Santa Anna. Since I don't have his exact words, I can attribute it to him with a placeholder for citation later. The architect's map is not a blueprint, but a dynamic field, where structure emerges through play, not control. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Wait, the instruction says do not preach, so perhaps the quote should be more subtle or observational rather than prescriptive. Alternative quote idea, maybe from Heraclitus or another ancient source to ground it in tradition. The path of wisdom is a river. One step on it and back again. Heraclitus, but this feels too poetic, maybe not rigorous enough. Perhaps something more architectural, like, to build with wisdom is to dance with what already is, each move reveals the next. But I need to stick closer to Santa Anna's voice. Maybe something about living systems or developmental theory. Let me think of a quote that aligns with Lacaste, living systems, and developmental theory. A system's architecture is not built but revealed, like a map emerging from the terrain itself. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify or find source. But since we don't have his exact words, perhaps it's better to use a placeholder for now. Finalizing. Haiku. Wisdom flows like rivers. Play carves the path through stone. Laughter sings the way.
Quote.
The architect does not build the map. The map builds itself in the walking. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed, claim. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. I need a parable that illustrates wisdom transmission or Lila, divine play, in an evolutionary system. Idea. A master architect who teaches not through words, but by playing with materials, showing how structures emerge through interaction rather than design. Title. The Architect and the River.
Story.
Once, there was a master architect known for building bridges that never washed away. Her apprentices asked, "How do you know where to place each stone?" She replied, "I don't. I listen to the river." One day, she took them to a riverbank and said, "Watch." She scattered smooth stones across the water, some sinking, others rolling downstream. Sometimes she laughed, sometimes she paused, but she never forced the stones into place. After days of this, one apprentice asked, "Where is the wisdom in this?" The master smiled and said, "The river teaches you where to stand. You only need to play along."
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical methods for wisdom transmission or applying Lila, divine play, in systems. Idea. 1. Listening to the system, observing emergent patterns without imposing a design. 2. Playful experimentation, trying small actions and seeing how the system responds, like the stones in the river. 3. Nonlinear mapping, creating maps that evolve with the terrain, not static blueprints.
Structure et technique.
Tune in, spend time observing the system without intervention. Let patterns emerge naturally. Playful intervention, make small, low-stakes moves, e.g., experiments, questions, and observe the system's response. Treat every interaction as a game. Map revealed, record moments of clarity or insight not as fixed rules, but as dynamic guides that evolve with the system. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. Term, architect's map. Meaning, the architect's map is not a static blueprint, but a living representation of how a system organizes itself through play and wisdom transmission. It emerges from the interaction between the system and its environment, revealing paths that were not designed but discovered. The map is both tool and terrain. It changes as it is walked. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Starting easy, searing middle, ending reflective. 1. Start. What small action could you take today to play with a system rather than control it? 2. Searing middle. Where have you tried to force wisdom or structure into place only for reality to show you another path? What if you had danced instead of directed? 3. And how might your life or work resemble the river, the master architect's teacher, if you let it flow more freely? 6. The body, the actual teaching. Centered on Lila, divine play as the mechanism behind wisdom transmission. Title, the play of Lila in wisdom transmission.
Content.
Wisdom is not transmitted like a package. It emerges like a pattern in water. Lila, divine play, is the hidden motor of this emergence. When we align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, we see that wisdom transmission happens not through teaching, but through clearing apertures, moments where the system's inherent order becomes visible. The architect's map is a practice of seeing these apertures, the places where the cosmic and the playful meet. It is not about mastering wisdom, but about letting it flow through you, like water carving stone. Every tradition is a mirror of this process. The work is to recognize that the map is already there, waiting to be revealed by play. Key points. Wisdom transmission is a property of reality, not an act of the self. Lila, divine play, is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It's the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Clearing apertures, removing blocks so that wisdom can flow through. The architect's map is a dynamic field, not a static structure. Transition to next sections. Now, let's distill this into 7 7-second sentences, then exercises, and finally citations. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or atomic ideas that can stand alone. 1. Wisdom is not taught. It emerges like ripples in water. 2. Lila plays through you when you stop trying to control the game. 3. The architect's map reveals itself as you walk, not before. 4. Pain and joy are 2 sides of the same aperture. Clear one, both flow. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is to see your own reflection in it. 6. Play is the language of self-organizing systems. Learn it or be left behind. 7. Healing is not an act, but a property of reality, waiting to move through cleared spaces. 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time, accessible deepening advanced. Exercise 1. The stone game accessible. Find a smooth stone and hold it in your hand. Ask yourself, what system am I trying to shape right now? Drop the stone into water, a river, sink, or bowl, and observe how it moves. Note any insights that arise. Purpose introduces play as a way to observe systems. Exercise 2. Mapping the river, deepening. For 1 week, keep a journal of moments where you felt wisdom emerge unexpectedly. Note the context, your state of mind, and what cleared for it to appear. Then draw a rough map of these moments, not as a plan but as a terrain. Label it the architect's map, draft. Purpose begins to create a personal dynamic map of wisdom emergence. Exercise 3. The aperture experiment, advanced. Identify a persistent challenge in your life or work where you feel stuck. For 3 days, practice clearing apertures. Each day, take one small action that removes a block, e.g., asking a question instead of demanding an answer, pausing instead of reacting. Track how the system, yourself, others, the situation, responds. Reflect. What emerged that you didn't design? Purpose. Deepens the practice of clearing apertures and observing Lila in action. 9. Citations. Need to add real sources where possible. Mark placeholders for citations needed later. Placeholder citations. The concept of cleared apertures may draw from systems theory or phenomenology. Citation needed. Claim. Dissipative structures and autopoiesis are terms from complexity science. Prigogine, Maturana, and Varela.
Verifi exact frasin.
Lila as divine play is referenced in Advaita Vedanta. Need to check sources like Ramana Maharshi or Nisargadatta. Citation needed. Claim. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems and developmental theory, Lacaste, needs verification. Citation needed. Verify. Final chapter structure. Let me outline the full chapter with headings. 1. The Architect's Map, Applying Wisdom Transmission. 2. Tuning Fork, Haiku. 3. Parable, The Architect and the River. 4. Structure and Technique, 3 Practices for Clearing Apertures. 5. Luminous Definition, Architect's Map. 6. 3 Appreciative Questions. 7. The Body, The Play of Lila in Wisdom Transmission. 8. 7 Second Sentences. 9. 3 Exercises, From Stones to Apertures. 10. Citations, with placeholders. Now, let's write it out in full. The Architect's Map, Applying Wisdom Transmission.
Tuning Fork,
Haiku. Playful Waters Carve, Wisdom's Path Through Ancient Stone. Laughter Sings the Way.
Cool.
The Architect does not build the map. The map builds itself in the walking. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Claim. Parable, The Architect and the River. Once, there was a master architect known for building bridges that never washed away. Her apprentices asked, "How do you know where to place each stone?" She replied, "I don't. I listen to the river." One day, she took them to a riverbank and said, "Watch." She scattered smooth stones across the water, some sinking, others rolling downstream. Sometimes she laughed, sometimes she paused, but she never forced the stones into place. After days of this, one apprentice asked, "Where is the wisdom in this?" The master smiled and said, "The river teaches you where to stand. You only need to play along." Structure and technique. 3 practices for clearing apertures. Wisdom transmission is not about imparting knowledge, but about clearing spaces where wisdom can emerge naturally. Here are 3 universal practices that scale over time. 1. Tune in. Spend 10 minutes daily observing a system, your work, relationships, or inner life, without intervention. Let patterns emerge like ripples in water. Technique, use the river gaze, soft eyes, open mind. Ask, what is revealing itself today?
De playful intervention.
Make small, low-stakes moves, e.g., a question instead of an answer, a detour in your path. Observe how the system responds. Technique, treat every interaction as a game. Note moments where the system plays back unexpected insights. 3. Map revealed. Create a dynamic map of insights, not as fixed rules, but as evolving guides. Update it weekly, like tracing a river's changing course. Technique, use symbols or metaphors, e.g., a tree for growth, a web for connections, to represent the terrain. Luminous definition. Architect's map. Luminous definition. Term. Architect's map. Meaning. The architect's map is not a static blueprint, but a living representation of how a system organizes itself through play and wisdom transmission. It emerges from the interaction between the system and its environment, revealing paths that were not designed but discovered. The map is both tool and terrain. It changes as it is walked. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small action could you take today to play with a system rather than control it? 2. Searing middle. Where have you tried to force wisdom or structure into place only for reality to show you another path? What if you had danced instead of directed? 3. And how might your life or work resemble the river, the master architect's teacher, if you let it flow more freely? The body, the play of Lila in wisdom transmission. Wisdom is not transmitted like a package. It emerges like a pattern in water. Lila, divine play, is the hidden motor of this emergence. When we align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, we see that wisdom transmission happens not through teaching, but through clearing apertures, moments where the system's inherent order becomes visible. The architect's map is a practice of seeing these apertures, the places where the cosmic and the playful meet. It is not about mastering wisdom, but about letting it flow through you, like water carving stone. Every tradition is a mirror of this process. The work is to recognize that the map is already there, waiting to be revealed by play. Key insights. Wisdom as emergence. Wisdom does not reside in teachers or texts, but in the dynamic interplay between systems and their environments. Lila's mechanism, Lila, divine play, is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. Clearing apertures, healing, insight, or wisdom do not come from acts of the self, but from properties of reality moving through cleared spaces. Think of it like light passing through an aperture. It was always there. We just needed to step aside. Tradition as mirror. Every tradition is a reflection of what we already are. The work is not to adhere to dogma, but to clear our own apertures so that the wisdom in tradition can flow through us. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and you'll see that the architect's map is not built. It is revealed, like a landscape unfolding as you walk. The map changes because the terrain is alive. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Wisdom is not taught. It emerges like ripples in water. 2. Lila plays through you when you stop trying to control the game. 3. The architect's map reveals itself as you walk, not before. 4. Pain and joy are two sides of the same aperture. Clear one, both flow. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is to see your own reflection in it. 6. Play is the language of self-organizing systems. Learn it or be left behind. 7. Healing is not an act, but a property of reality, waiting to move through cleared spaces. 3 exercises, from stones to apertures. Exercise 1. The stone game, accessible. Find a smooth stone and hold it in your hand. Ask yourself, what system am I trying to shape right now? Drop the stone into water, a river, sink, or bowl, and observe how it moves. Note any insights that arise. Reflection. How did the stone's path resemble your experience with this system? Exercise 2. Mapping the river, deepening. For 1 week, keep a journal of moments where you felt wisdom emerge unexpectedly. Note the context, e.g., walking, talking, meditating. Your state of mind, e.g., playful, open, curious. What cleared for the insight to appear? Then draw a rough map of these moments, not as a plan, but as a terrain. Label it the architect's map, draft. Reflection. Where did the map lead you that your original path did not? Exercise 3. The aperture experiment, advanced. Identify a persistent challenge in your life or work where you feel stuck. For 3 days, practice clearing apertures. Each day, take one small action that removes a block, e.g., asking a question instead of demanding an answer, pausing instead of reacting. Example, if stuck in conflict, pause and ask, what is the system trying to show me? Track how the system, yourself, others, the situation responds. Reflect, what emerged that you didn't design? Where did an aperture clear unexpectedly? Reflection, how did clearing one block reveal others, like ripples in water? Citations. 1. The concept of cleared apertures draws from phenomenological traditions and systems theory. Citation needed. Claim. 2. Dissipative structures and autopoiesis are key terms in complexity science, developed by Ilya Prigogine and Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, respectively. 3. Lila as divine play is referenced in Advaita Vedanta teachings. See works by Ramana Maharshi or Nisargadatta Maharaj. Citation needed. Claim. 4. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems and developmental theory, Lacaste, is theoretical and requires verification of exact phrasing. Citation needed. Verify. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of wisdom transmission through the lens of Lila and the architect's map, while also fitting into the broader book's theme of evolutionary intelligence and divine play. It balances rigor with warmth, avoids preaching, and invites the reader to engage with the material through haiku, parable, exercises, and reflective questions. The structure mirrors the dynamic, non-linear nature of wisdom transmission itself.